Welcome back to Block Talk. I'm Cale Teeter.
And I'm Chris Agro.
And in this episode, we're going to continue the series talking about the advanced features that we built into the Visual Studio Code extension for blockchain development. And in the past, we've talked about data publishing to legacy databases and how those could integrate with existing systems. We talked about events and how we can raise events on the blockchain and how those can go into a service bus or an event grid type architecture. We also talked about microservices and how we can use some of the new technology people are building with microservices and building different REST endpoints and different things like that to actually call into our smart contract and even get data back out of it. And we kind of want to wrap this up now and talk a little bit about the Power Platform and how we can integrate some of the things that we're doing here with blockchain into the Power suite of tools.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, in this particular episode, we'll talk a little bit about creating logic apps that allow you to take blockchain information and publish that into something like Power BI. And a few people might be wondering, like, may not necessarily see where blockchain information and dashboards sort of match up. But, you know, I think one of the things we talk about in many applications in Azure, not just blockchain, but oftentimes the power of the data you're creating, the power of data that sits within a ledger, sits within a database, sits within even something like Cosmos DB, is really the information and the reports and the actions you take on from that. So there's a lot of things that I can create within a ledger. There's a lot of events I can create into a ledger that if I'm creating a dashboard against, people can take action upon it if they see it or if they understand what's going on in their system.
Yeah, certainly things like aggregate, you know, as we're doing different things on the blockchain, the aggregate of that data coming up there. Yep. But even the visualization capabilities, I mean, Power BI is very powerful in that sense. And blockchain technology is very good at storing state and making sure it's immutable, but not so much on the graphical or the visual side.
Very true. So let's go ahead and jump into an example of what we're talking about here. Again, anybody who has watched some previous episodes of Block Talks, especially around our Visual Studio extension, this looks super familiar. I have a contract. I've built it. I've compiled it. I've deployed it to an Azure blockchain instance. Now what I want to do is create this logic app flow, this logic app scenario, to where I am taking my smart contract and I'm publishing information of my workflow to a ledger. So let's go ahead and pick the report publishing workflow. Again, two options. Today we'll focus on logic apps. In a future episode, we'll talk about flow. But here I'll put my contract address, and I can get my contract address from the output window here. I cut and paste this. And a lot of the reason we're asking you for this information is so we can simplify the developer efforts to find the right contract where it's deployed, create the right connections within your Azure subscription. So I'll pick my subscription, I will pick my resource group. And here again, you see generated logic app. In this folder, I have two files. One, if you've seen previous episodes on these code generation pieces, you know what this JSON file is. Let's look a little bit at this C# file just to explain what it is. When you're publishing to Power BI, you need effectively like a topic. I need a place to put my information in. And if you look through this, Cale, I won't spend too much time in the code here, but you look, we're making connections, we're creating a data set here. You see this method here, we're creating a data set. This is a helper for developers to get the right connections set up into Power BI. It's not part of the logic app flow, it's just to make sure you have in the flow we're creating for you, the right setup in the Power BI side.
So from a Power Platform perspective, there's a streaming data set here and we're gonna feed some data into this. And this, what you're saying is, we're not just giving you like, here's some events that got raised. We're actually helping you set up the pieces that you need to on the Power BI side.
Exactly. We did something similar in the episode we talked about where we're creating a connection to SQL, right? We gave you the SQL table schema so that you can get the right table set up in your network. Again, just helpers really trying to help developers be productive and not have to reinvent the wheel every time. So that was all I wanted to show in the C# file here. Let's go ahead and with a JSON file, again, very similar process. We will cut and paste this code into the Logic App Designer. If you look and paste the code into the Logic App Designer, here's what gets created is I have an Ethereum Logic App that is monitoring my contract for event information. Again, we've pre-populated ABI, we've pre-populated contract address. I'm looking at all of my events. And when I get an event, I will add rows to a data set. So I'm really just publishing all of that information to a streaming data set that can be surfaced in Power BI.
Super cool. So we didn't have to write any infrastructure code at all. We basically have a platform here with Power, the Power suite of tools. And as you mentioned, we have some tooling to basically create that data set for you. And then this logic app is then just going to feed that data set. And then we can visualize it however we like.
That's exactly it, right? And you can see here, we've done some pretty advanced things without really doing any single coding, right? It's more now a presentation layer exercise. It's something people have to understand how to create the right visualization for this data, but I've already connected pretty low-level systems together and start publishing data into that system.
That's awesome. So I hope our listeners find this attractive and they can go take a look at this and use it. Certainly the Power Suite of Tools is very popular, and this is definitely a good way to get introduced blockchain technology into that world. And so we hope that this makes it easier for you, and certainly follow us on Twitter at MSFT Blockchain. And thanks for joining.
Thank you.